You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best in the world. Call him, 317-849-2933. Just a few minutes ago, the Colts, they released their list of cuts. I will read them to you. And there is one name missing from this cut list. See if you can guess who it is. Cut by the Colts, wide receivers, DeMichael Harris and Tariq Black. Linebacker Curtis Bolton, number 42. He had a good game against the Detroit Lions. Maybe he winds up on the practice squad. Andrew Brown, defensive tackle. Anthony Chesley, cornerback. Cameron Klein, defensive tackle. Sean Davis, young Sean Davis, safety out of Florida. He was cut. He will be brought back on the practice squad if he clears waivers. Jake Eldrenkamp, guard, goners. Farad Green, tight end, gone. Holton Hill, cornerback, gone. Deion Jackson, running back, gone. I thought he was good against the Lions, but that's a pretty stacked room. You know, if you got the guys like Jonathan Taylor and Marlon Mack and Nyheim Hines and Wilkins, you know what? You got Jordan Wilkins. You got that thing. You got that room wired. So there's no room at the end for Deion Jackson. Maybe they bring him back as a practice squad guy. Malik Jefferson, linebacker, Isaiah Kafusi, goners. Hope they bring him back on the practice squad. Benny LeMay, running back, cut. Carter O'Donnell, tackle, cut. Tyler Vaughns, wide receiver, cut. Kahale Waring, cut. Kahale Waring was just signed on Saturday. They must not have liked what they saw. I wonder if he gets to keep his uniform. Released, Ibrahim Campbell, safety, gone. Old Sean Davis, cut as a safety. Will Holden, tackle. Kind of smelled that coming because of a move that the Colts made earlier today that we'll discuss. Brett Hundley, quarterback, gone. So the Colts are in dire need of another quarterback. You've got Carson Wentz. You've got Jacob Eason. What you can't have is nobody else, right? Because if Wentz goes on the COVID list or he gets hurt and you've only got Eason, like, that isn't going to get it done. And Sam Ellinger, they say with that sprain, could be out 4, 5, 6 weeks. So you got to go get another quarterback, I would assume. Joey Hunt, backup center. Goners. Jordan Thomas, tight end, waived injured. And Andrew Vollert, tight end, waived injured. Non-football injury, reserve non-football injury. That's Dayo Odengbo, the defensive end. He stays on that list, which is the list he's occupied for the entirety of training camp. Who did I not mention? Correct. Rock Ya-Sin, quarterback, not on the list. He survives. No visit from the Turk for Rock Ya-Sin. So he's on the roster again. And I'm telling you, there are guys within the Colts organization banging their fist on the table saying, I cannot win with this guy. And then there are other people at the table saying, look, you better figure out a way to win with him because we're keeping him. Chris Ballard really likes Rocky scene. Matt Eberflus, not such a big fan. There is dissension within the Colts front office as to Rocky scene's dispensation as a member of that organization and as an employee of the Indianapolis Colts, because what's he do? Grabs a hold of the jersey. That's what he does. He gets beat, he grabs. Flag, first down. Chains move, and all of a sudden you got a field position problem because you've got a guy who can't cover. And I thought that Yassine had taken strides forward against the Vikings in the preseason. He looked better. And then Detroit happened, and there was a slant where he didn't get a jam, and the receiver broke clean and made the catch, and he had to be tackled by safeties because Rocky Sin-Hung was disappointed with himself and didn't pursue the ball carrier with what I would consider to be the requisite energy. And so I really thought at that moment that somehow, because Matt Eberflus, like, people have issues with every defensive coordinator, right? There is no one who goes unscathed by critics who look at a scheme and say, you know what, I don't like this scheme so well. The bend don't break business. I don't like it. That people say that. But one thing that Matt Eberflus coaches really, really well is effort. If you don't pursue the ball, you got a problem with him when they go over film. And Rocky Sin-Hung against the Detroit Lions did not pursue the ball. He got beat and he stayed beat. And you can't do that. And I'm really, really surprised that the Indianapolis Colts didn't hold him accountable for it by stripping him of his employee status with the team. So Rocky Sin-Hung remains on the roster. And to me, that's a surprise. None of the others are. So young Sean Davis being waived, that's a small surprise. But other than that, I think I hit 1,000. What I said this morning in predicting that 53-man roster, I think I got them all. Which, I got to tell you, it's not unusual. The Colts traded for Matt Pryor, versatile offensive lineman, Philadelphia last year. He started 6 games at right guard, started 3 games at right tackle, started 1 game at left tackle. And the Colts gave up a 6th-rounder, and they receive a 7th-rounder. So it's really not much, and you get a depth piece with the offensive line. Now, if you're like me, you scratch your head, thusly, and you say, hey, wait a minute. In the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line, aren't they the people that we've been killing for this entire offseason since the Eagles traded Carson Wentz to the Colts for a conditional first-round pick? It's going to be a first or second rounder. And a 3rd-rounder from the 21 draft. Isn't it the offensive line of the Eagles that caused those 50 sacks that Wentz took last year, leading the league in only 12 games? Isn't somehow Matt Pryor responsible for the Philadelphia Eagles turning their backs on the quarterback that we acquired? What's going on? Why are we bringing Eagles offensive linemen here? It would stand reason you would guess that they would do the same thing here that they did in Philadelphia. Now, if Matt Pryor doesn't start games, then you're kind of fine. He's a quality backup. He's got some versatility. He can play both ends, right? Both tackle spots. He can play guard. So it's a depth piece. But why are we tapping into an offensive line that we have absolutely destroyed because it wasn't Carson Wentz's fault the 50 sacks weren't. It was the offensive line, which was decimated by injury last year and had to be populated by people like Matt Pryor. I don't understand. As the Indianapolis Colts look for another quarterback, and they're going to have to find another quarterback. You can't just have these two guys. Guess who was waived, released, cut by the New England Patriots? Well, it was Cam Newton. So on social media, I said, look, well, what do you think? Give Cam Newton a call. And then at KenSterling.com, I wrote, here are 8 solid reasons for making the call to Cam Newton and bringing him to Indy. And people kind of went bonkers on social media and said, you don't know what you're talking about. I'd much rather have Jacob Eason than Cam Newton. And I thought, I don't know. Is it Cam Newton's, is it his hair? Is it his hat? The hats that he wears? Is it his skin color? What is it? What is the point of differentiation between Cam Newton and Jacob Eason that so inflamed Colts fans? Which drives me nuts, right? Jacob Eason has not dressed for an NFL game. Cam Newton, while being a shadow of his former self, he played in the Super Bowl. He played in Super Bowl 50. Now, granted, the Panthers lost that game 24-10. I get it. He wasn't great last year in 15 starts, threw 8 touchdown passes, 10 interceptions. I get that. But he ran for like 550 yards or close to that. And over the course of his career, he's run for about 5,400 yards. So here's a guy in Cam Newton. Like Frank Reich last year with Philip Rivers, he put Brissett in to run quarterback sneaks. They ran the Wildcat just a little bitty bit. Why not bring in Newton to do that kind of Jacoby Brissett stuff, but at a higher level, and give Jacob Eason more time to develop? And people said, oh, they're developing Jacob Eason. Is that what they're doing? Is that the job of an NFL staff? And is that what you do in the NFL? You develop? What is this, Pop Warner football? Is this JUCO football? What are you doing? This isn't the Throw It Deep Academy up in Chicago. He didn't work with Jim Christensen. You know, hey, you got to get your feet here. Your slot's got to be here. Your release point's got to be here. That's not what this is. This is win football games. This is go out and compete and win. That's what this is. And to make it something else is ludicrous. Development. This is his second year. And what are we to think? What are we to make of Jake? And nothing wrong. I'm like, Jacob Eason could be a perfectly fine human being. He's got a great arm. We know that. He could wind up being a starting quarterback in the NFL. I don't know why every team in the NFL passed over him until the fourth round in the 2020 draft. I don't know why that is. And I'm not ragging on Jacob Eason. I'm ragging on the people who are pointing to Jacob Eason as a positive comparative to Cam Newton. I don't understand it. If you had one game to win, if you go to Jacksonville at the end of the regular season, game 17, and you got to win that game to go to the playoffs, and uh-oh, Carson Wentz on Thursday goes on the reserve / COVID-19 list because of a close contact deal, just like he's in the middle of now. Who do you trust to win that game, Jacob Eason or Cam Newton? If you say Jacob Eason, you got a problem. You're not processing information correctly. I don't know what to tell you. I do know what to tell you, but I'm going to be more polite about what to tell you, and we're just going to let it pass. All right, we'll keep an eye on the roster moves emails coming fast and furious from the Indianapolis Colts. And as I say that, let's see if another one has come through, because I would assume they are going to be very, very busy as they continue to try to enhance this roster. Nope, nothing yet. But as it happens, we'll tell you all about it right here. We'll do it on the YouTube channel. We'll do it on Twitter. We'll do it at KenSterling.com. We do it all over the place. So let's go. Cam probably better than Wentz, for God's sake. You know what, Glenn Bill? That is why you are a football genius and a real estate maven of the highest order. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Bright and early. Breakfast with Kent. Can't wait. Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Give Dr. Mike a call. 317-849-2933.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.